The Aleutian Pribilof Island Community Development Association, or APICDA, was founded on fish. The group owns all or part of about 24 fishing vessels, which harvest their federal quotas of cod, halibut, and sablefish. APICDA's mission is to infuse its member villages with wealth and jobs. Chief Operating Officer John Sevier says the fishermen who work for APICDA have gotten good at what they do. Now it's time to take the next step.
Every other seafood company have strong marketing arms as well as strong processing arms that are attached to some very good quality fishermen.
That's why APICDA is buying Cannon Fish Company, a seafood marketing firm.
With the quality products that we're getting off of our boats now, this is a very good move for us to be able to move our products from the sea to the plate in streamlined fashion.
Right now, APICDA has two shore-based fish processing plants, at Capride Seafoods and Bering Pacific Seafoods in Falls Pass. They're making very basic products, headed and gutted halibut, for instance. It's high quality, but it's not something most consumers would buy. To get it ready for the grocery store, the fish has to change hands. It leaves APICDA's plants and gets shipped off to another processor. Sevier says Cannon Fish will help APICDA's plants figure out how to cut out the intermediary.
As opposed to bringing them into Seattle or going to some other secondary processor, where we can actually do it all on the same level by doing it in Alaska rather than doing it somewhere else.
Cannon Fish has been around in Seattle for more than 20 years, and they have close ties to Alaska. But they also have an office in Singapore to oversee accounts based on fish that are harvested from the South Pacific and Indian Oceans. APICDA's press officer, Gary Chithluk, explains.
You know, they also sell mahi-mahi and other products that are not specifically Alaska-based.
Cannon Fish can keep those accounts, and they can also keep all of their current employees. Right now, APICDA isn't planning any personnel changes. Sevier says he thinks it will take about 6 months for the company to adjust to its new ownership. One thing APICDA won't reveal? How much they're paying for Cannon Fish Company. That information is being kept secret until the sale goes through on July 1st. In on Alaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.